The U.S. Open golf tournament begins this morning in a setting unlike any other in the 102 years it's been played, on a public, state-owned course. Bethpage Black on Long Island has long been known to those from that area as one of golf's best-kept secrets. But those days will be gone by the time a champion is crowned Sunday night. Retief Goosen is the defending champion, and Tiger Woods attempts to take step two in his quest for a Grand Slam in 2002. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
You know this course?
I do. It's on Long Island where I grew up, but it looks a whole lot different than it did when I was a kid. The U.S. Golf Association has put $3 million into revitalizing it and to remaking it, in effect.
What's the big deal that it's not a country club? I mean, if the U.S. Golf Association says it's okay for this tournament, you know it's a good course.
Oh, it's a good course, but the big deal is this, Bob. This is a golf course that anybody with $31 and a willingness to maybe sleep in their car in order to get a tee time can walk on and play. It is a true public golf course, and that makes it different. This is the United States Open, and this year it truly is open to the public.
Is that the idea for the PR benefit?
Well, it's not just a PR benefit. I think David Fay, who's the executive director of the USGA, who grew up playing on municipal golf courses like this one, he was not a country club kid. In fact, he caddied at a country club, believes that you want to send a message out to golfers there that there is more to golf in this country than country club golf. The belief, if you just watch these major championships, is that the only place you really should want to play is at Augusta National. But most people in this country play their golf on municipal courses. And now a guy watching at home this week can say, that's a golf course I'd like to go play. And if he or she wants to, they can go play it.
Well, public or not, I'm sure it has enough amenities to keep the pros happy.
Well, interestingly, one of the things they had to do, because Bethpage is a public course, they had to go out and recruit people, because the average golfer who tees it up at Bethpage changes his shoes in behind his car and walks onto the golf course.
I bet those guys would be happy to go in and shine their shoes.
Well, you know what? A lot of those guys will be working this week, because one of the things the USGA did, they've gone to all sorts of public facilities to bring in volunteers. They also, the 17th and 18th holes, Bob, will be marshaled by New York firefighters.
Does it matter to Tiger Woods where he plays? He's going to win anyway, isn't he?
Yep, you're probably right. I think if they played on a putt-putt, he would be the favorite. This is a long, difficult golf course. It's the longest course in the history of the U.S. Open, and that does favor a guy like Tiger Woods because he hits it longer than everybody, and he tends to hit it straighter than everybody. But of course, a year ago, how many of us were picking Retief Goosen to win? And how many of us said it would be Retief Goosen, Mark Brooks, and Stuart Sink coming down the stretch at Southern Hills? So nothing is definite in golf. Phil Mickelson is still looking for that elusive first major title. Goosen is back to defend, and you have all the usual suspects. And there'll be somebody on Sunday on that leaderboard who no one is talking about this morning.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled.